Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hallo, det torsdag. Ingefær Shot skal gi deg litt ekstra pepp til uken. Denne ukens gjest Alisa Vitti, og I dag deler hun hvordan hun legger opp egenpleie og morgenrutine etter hvor hun I syklusen, pluss at hun gir et råd som jeg personlig falt pladask for. Og et godt boktips selvfølgelig. God lytt og god uke videre. Alisa, ginger shot in English. Do you have a morning routine? And if yes, what and why? And does it change with your cycle?
Oh, I'm curious. You know me so well. I do. It changes. It depends on which phase of the cycle I'm in. So in the first half of my cycle, I'll wake up earlier. And I'll typically like to, I skip the morning meditation in the first half of my cycle because my stress levels are naturally lower. And I find that if I get up and I do some movement first thing, like a little yoga movement meditation or take a mindful walk, that's my preferred way to do meditation first thing in the morning, in the first half of my cycle. In the second half, because resting cortisol is higher, I like to sleep in a little bit longer. And I like to start the day with like a seated, more traditional meditation at that time. And then I will get right into, in the second half of my cycle, all my project work first thing in the morning. Whereas in the first half of the cycle, I will focus on connecting with people first thing in the day. So those are the three things that I do differently. So it's like earlier wake up time, movement-based meditation and connecting with human beings in the first half of my cycle as my morning routine. And in the second half, slightly later wake-up time, seated meditation, and just getting right to work is how I sort of orient my day.
What is success for you?
Success for me is being able to do the things that I want to do while including my body in the process, right? Not trying to work at the speed of thought, but work with the system that I have so that I can get there sustainably and enjoy the journey. And it is a struggle for me because I have a very like, you know, what's the word? A very like mentally driven. And so that's what's so beneficial for me personally about using the cycle syncing method myself is that it keeps that tendency of mind to move at the speed of thought or to expect that I would move at the speed of thought with my work. It keeps that in check because I have to plan it out according to my cycle phases and I can enjoy my life a lot more that way. Otherwise, I would be a total workaholic because I would not have any balance. Yeah.
The best advice you've been given?
I think this Rilke quote, you know, got me through like two decades of my life. So it was, you know, don't necessarily, I'm totally going to botch the quote, but it was something like, don't worry about finding the answers, you know, live through the questions. And that really will get you to the correct, you know, destination. Mm-hmm. And that has always been something, it's still something that I find really, really useful is really live into whatever questions are in your heart all the time. Go in that direction. Try to live experimentally such that you get an answer to those questions. And then your life unfolds in unexpected and profound ways.
I love that. You mentioned a couple of books in the previous episode, but you have another book that you recommend.
For what? For pleasure? For fun?
A book that's been important to you, maybe?
Gosh, I mean, I have so many books. there's so many, and I feel like I need to put together like the essential like female liberation reading list. But that's on my to-do list, as because I have a daughter, and I'm thinking about, you know, what books and in what sequence and at what age could she read certain books that are age and stage appropriate that would help her navigate the experience of living in a patriarchy in an empowered way, because that's what these books have done for me over my life, just by me, I don't know, naturally gravitating towards these things. But I would say one of them that I thought was just so wonderful was by Natalie Anger, and it's called Woman, an Intimate Geography. So I think that that's a really great read, because whatever kind of relationship you have with your body, it will be changed by reading that book. And that's useful for every woman, because, you know, the dialogue about our bodies is not our own, has not been generated by us historically. And so you have to pull apart like how you want to think about it and how you want to feel about it from what you've been told to think and feel about it. So I think it's a useful exercise for everybody.
Last question. When you indulge in self-care, what do you do? Depends on your cycle as well.
Yeah. Definitely depends on my cycle phase. I love indulging. I try to do as much of it as I can, because like I said, I, you know, was just raised with this like insane work ethic. So anything from cups of tea daily, a tea break is a way that I know, herbal tea that I've slowed down for like at some point in the afternoon. So that's like a daily ritual. Chocolate, dark chocolate pretty much every day is something that I do. Walks in nature, for sure. Lots of cuddle time with my partner and my daughter, you know, just to get grounded in my body. I try to go out of my way to stay present and try to enjoy being in my body, right? So I'll try to put something nice on to wear. I'll, you know, try to dance a little bit during the day and sing and just sort of, you know, enjoy being in this body, as opposed to mentally worrying about everything I have to do and what is it, like you can get lost in your mind, you know? And I think the greatest joy of being alive is just moving through time and space in this yummy body that we have.
Thank you, Alisa.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking with you. And I actually, it was a good friend of mine that recommended your book. And she said that she, after 2 months, she felt a difference in her body.
Yeah.
And she has two daughters in their teens, and they're reading those books as well.
That's awesome.
I know, they are important. So thanks for writing them.
My pleasure. Thank you for using your huge platform to share this with everyone in Norway. I really am appreciative. And thank you again for your flexibility with my crazy schedule. I'm sorry that it's been so problematic.
That's all been nice. I'm going to send you everything to, it's going to be published on Monday already.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Send us everything and we will definitely amplify on social and share links to your site and all of that good stuff.
Perfect. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.